Hello, my wonderful friends. How are you today? How are you, Maya?
I'm good.
She's great, and she's so excited because somebody who's very special came to visit Maya. Who came to visit Maya?
My grandma.
Your grandma. How you say grandma in Spanish?
Abuelita.
Abuela, yes. Abuelita, yes. So Maya is very excited. And Maya, are you going to tell your abuelita, your abuela, about the story?
But I'm so hungry.
You are hungry? Yes. So abuela is cooking some beans, frijoles, and some rice, arroz.
Mommy, I want some chips.
You want more chips? All right, we'll get some chips in a minute. But for now, we're going to share this story about Isaac. Yay.
No,
so Maya, before we talk about Easter, we covered the story of Easter last Sunday with our friends. But before then, we talk about Abraham and Sarah. And Abraham and Sarah, they had a baby, un bebé, a miracle child, un bebé milagro. And the name of that bebé was Isaac. So Isaac grew up like his father. And his father, Abraham, his father. How do you say father in Spanish, Maya? Papá, right? You say papá? Yes?
Or tío.
Tío is actually uncle. But you can say father, you say papá, and you can also say papi is daddy, right? So Isaac's papi, Isaac's daddy, Abraham, he wanted Isaac to get married. So get married is casarse with C. C-A-S-A-R-S-E. So he wanted Isaac to casarse, to get married. So Abraham asked his servants, sus ayudantes, servant, ayudante, and he said, go to my homeland. There you will find the perfect bride for Isaac. Bride. How do you say bride? We say novia. N-O-V-I-A. So what happened? Abraham sent his servant, and they sent him with some company. Do you know what company Abraham sent his servant with? Do you know, Maya? Can you take a guess?
A knight.
So he actually sent the servant with 10 camels. 10, 10 camellos, camels. And camel, camello, is spelled C-A-M-E, double L-O-S, camellos. So he sent 10 camels, 10 camellos, and he also sent some jewelry. Ooh, you like jewelry, Maya?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he sent them with jewelry. And he also sent him with clothes. So jewelry, joyas, and clothes. How you say clothes?
On the beach.
Ropa, yes. Yeah, so let's read it together. So those were the gifts. Los regalos, yes, show your abuela. So those were the gifts, los regalos, for Isaac's new bride, Isaac's new novia. And the servant got, so reached homeland. So the servant reached Abraham's homeland, and he stopped by a well. And a well is pozo, P-O-Z-O, pozo. And he prayed, the servant prayed. How you say pray? You say rezar, R-E-Z-A-R, rezar. Can you say that, my little friend? Would you pray with me together? Can we rezar together? Are you praying today for your mommy and papi? Who are you praying for today, my friend? ¿Por quién estás rezando? Who are you rezando for? Tell me about it. Okay, so let's keep going. And he said, dear God, please show me the woman, la mujer, you have chosen for Isaac. La mujer, the woman, you have chosen. La que has escogido, escoger, is to choose for Isaac. I will know she is the one if she offers water to me and my camels. So the servant knew there was going to be a sign from God, and that sign was going to be that the woman was going to give him some water for him and for his camels. So when he finished praying, when he finished rezando, when he was done rezar, pray, a young woman with a jar, how do you say jar in Spanish? You say jarra. J-A-R-R-A. Here, the young woman is bringing water, and she walked toward the well, and she filled her jar, and the servant asked her for a drink. She gave him a drink. Then she gave water to his camels, his camellos. So the servant knew that she was the right woman, the one that was chosen for Isaac by God. So she gave him waters. And what was her name? Her name was Rebecca. So the servant gave her the gifts, los regalos, and they went to meet her father, Rebecca's father, el papá de Rebecca. And the servant asked for his permission to take Rebecca to Isaac. And Rebecca told the servant that she would be happy to go. Yes, it's very, very tall. So when Isaac saw Rebecca, he fell in love with her. And when you fell in love, when you fall in love, te enamoras. That is a beautiful word. Enamorarse. Can you say that? Enamorarse. So Isaac se enamoró de Rebecca. He fell in love. And they got married, se casaron. So Isaac and Rebecca, they had two little babies. They had twins, gemelos. Do you remember the names of those babies? Esau. And Jacob.
Esau and Jacob.
Esau y Jacobo.
Yes,
and that's the end of our story. What did you think about that story, Maya? Did you like it? Did you like the story? Did you like this story of the little babies? Thank you so much, my friend. Tell me.
I have a new bracelet.
Oh, she has a new bracelet. So Maya and I and her abuela, we're all going to make jewelry and have a lot of fun and have some breakfast. Yes?
My prima make them and my abuela give me the
yes. Your prima, your cousin sent you a gift?
Yeah.
Yes.
Big sister.
She's your big
sister. A lot of bracelets. One for
beautiful.
Me and one for my friends.
Okay, my wonderful friend, mi querido amigo. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe to our show and rate our show. It helps others find us. And subscribe to our Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. You can easily find us. Thank you so much. Muchas gracias. We love you. Te queremos. Bye-bye. Have a beautiful weekend. Be blessed. Dios te bendiga. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.